Well, I think it goes without saying that COVID obviously has affected the tourism market for most communities. And as that's going away, I don't think we're the only community seeing a rise in tourism things. But it's interesting to me how presumably we wouldn't have a lot of tourism destinations. So it's kind of surprising when you see that much of a, you know, that much of an uptick. But I think it just goes back to the fact that we're doing well marketing who we are and what we have to offer and really honing in on our niche, which is, you know, getting out of the city, spending time with nature, riding your bike, going to small town events. I mean, these are all things that Mercer County has done well. And I think since COVID, there's a trend that's trending our way, and you're seeing that paired with some enhancement efforts, you know, under the board's leadership, as, you know, some tourism efforts were launched in the fall of 2020 and through 2021. It's exciting.
Well, and that means some new things are on the horizon. Well, a new thing with the Ride the 17 festival this year, but I know, like, there's the new Riverfront stage that's going to be added in Keysburg. So, do you think there's probably some additional opportunities to grow on that?
Absolutely. I think the momentum is just building. And sometimes it takes some radical things to happen to build momentum. And our communities are great, and they're empowered, and they have things to offer, and they know that. And so they're building on that. You know, as everyone's coming together and saying, hey, we're going to do a countywide music event, and maybe it'll go well, maybe it won't. But then someone's going to get excited about that. And so they're going to say, well, maybe we want to have some music. And I'm not saying that that was the reason why, you know, the stage is coming to the west end of the county in Keysburg. But I don't think it's a coincidence that all of these projects are popping up within the last 3 years. I think everyone is realizing that we can do something. And it's cool to see the collaboration. I think that's something that I really want to speak to as well. Rural America needs to do things like that. We have to get creative.